Welcome to Live Creative Now with Melissa Dinwiddie, a weekly podcast to inspire you to create your art and share your work. Because that's how you will change the world.
Live Creative Now. Hey, Creative World Changer. This is Live Creative Now, Episode 8. And I am Melissa Dinwiddie, Passion Pluralite Artist, Happiness Catalyst, and Creativity Instigator, here to address all your questions about living a full-color creative life. Today, I answer a listener question from Rose all about what I call the comparison trap, or sometimes referred to as compare and despair syndrome. This is something that has affected me really powerfully in my life, as I will share. And I know Rose and I are not alone. So I hope you find my riffing on this subject helpful. If you would like to get your question answered, the best way to do that is to head on over to livecreativenow.com/iTunes, subscribe to the podcast, and leave a review with your question inside it. I prioritize questions that are left in reviews, and right now I'm running a contest. If you subscribe and leave a review, you could win. You could win a number of different things. You could win a copy of The Art of Work, a wonderful book by Jeff Goines, who I'm going to be interviewing in a few weeks. You could win autographed copies of my CDs of original music, Online Dating Blues, and my ukulele, The Naked Sessions. Or you could win a 12 by 18 inch poster of my Creative Sandbox Rules, aka my Keys to Creative Flow. Or you could win a half hour one-on-one session with me to borrow my brain for anything you want. I can help you get past creative blocks, help you with your creative business, whatever you want. So go to livecreativenow.com/iTunes, subscribe to the podcast, and leave a review and leave your question inside, and you might hear it on a future episode. And now on with today's episode. Live Creative Now. Rose writes, Melissa, I often get caught up in creative incubation rather than creation. I do my research and my homework, then fret and obsess over what I've found. I diminish my own creativity by comparing myself to my research. I never win this battle, don't create, and become horribly depressed. I want to be a creative fruit fly since I have lots of ideas, but how do I move past feeling inadequate compared to others so that I can create more freely? Oh, yes. What a wonderful question, Rose. Thank you for asking that. I resonate with that so much, partially because I am a 4 on the Enneagram, which means, among other things, that I have a kind of an alarming propensity for envy and for comparing myself to others, and frequently very negatively. I have done this ever since I was really little, but I never actually realized how much I did it until I got typed by an Enneagram expert. I first learned about the Enneagram, if you don't know anything about it, I first learned about it around the time of my first wedding anniversary after my first marriage. I was a child bride. Ha ha ha. Just kidding. A friend of mine at the time was studying at the Institute for Transpersonal Psychology, and she hooked me up with a classmate of hers who was looking for willing clients to do free Enneagram typing. And this Enneagram lady asked me a whole bunch of questions, but the only one that I really remember was whether I experienced a lot of envy in my life. And I remember saying, like, envy? Me? No, not really. Well, except there was the fact that my best friend was about to get married, and she was going to get this beautiful dress and this wonderful wedding, and she had the support of this big, warm, loving, welcoming family of new in-laws-to-be, whereas my own in-laws were really dysfunctional and had been much less than enthusiastic about my own wedding. Interestingly and very tragically, my best friend and I each had terminally ill mothers-in-law during our wedding planning months, but her in-laws were really enthusiastic and supportive, and they were grateful for the opportunity to celebrate something joyful during this really challenging, tragic time, whereas my in-laws were kind of appalled at the very idea that anyone would possibly celebrate anything when there was such a horrible tragedy happening. And I remember thinking, no, but envy, no, didn't really affect me much at all. And then I thought, well, yeah, I guess I did sort of compare myself to other people, and I often kind of wish that I had their life rather than my own life. And come to think of it, I did often wonder if maybe I should have followed that path, like pick a path, throw a dart, pick a path, any path. Maybe I should have followed that one rather than the one I was currently on. So in other words, I realized during that 90-minute Enneagram typing session that I suffered from a lot of envy and a lot of feeling lousy, getting stuck in the comparison trap. So back then, I remember mentioning this Enneagram experience to the wonderful therapist that I was seeing at the time, and she loaned me a book called The Snow White Syndrome by Betsy Cohen, which was really cool because it gave this sort of positive spin on the emotion of envy, which of course, the emotion feels really bad and it makes us feel bad about ourselves. But as with most things, it's not the thing itself, but your reaction to the thing that makes it ultimately positive or negative. So when you notice yourself experiencing envy, falling into that comparison trap, you have a choice. You can let it consume you. You can, you know, for example, you can plot to do evil things to the person that you envy, or you can just decide that you're a loser and shut down, or you can figure out exactly what it is that you want that other person has and how you can create that for yourself, not to steal it from them, but to create it for yourself. And the key here is to get really clear about exactly what it is you're envying. So for example, a few years ago, I remember having this just insanely intense burst of envy and comparison trappishness when I saw a fellow artist get some really well-deserved publicity for his work on this really big blog that I admired. And I remember thinking, my mind was just racing with all these reasons why this artist was so much better than I am. His website was more complete. His business model is clear. His design is so clean. Everything about his work and his business just seems so much more together than mine. It made me feel like such a loser. And as I would looked about all these things that this peer of mine had going for them, I noticed like an unlimited number of things to beat myself up about. Why wasn't I more on top of things? Why wasn't I coming up with new ideas and going after them and executing them really well the way he was? What was wrong with me? I was such a loser. And of course, the main thing that was actually wrong with me was that I was comparing my insides to his outsides, which I could even sort of tell, you know, yay for me that I could kind of even see that. But there was something else here for me to sink my teeth into, and it was this. Here I was feeling envious, but the fact was that his business model that I was envying, his success around, was not actually the business model that I wanted for myself anymore. This was a ketubah artist, and I didn't want to have that be my primary focus anymore. It was really kind of confusing. Being a ketubah artist was my primary focus for a while, and that felt right, but then my life changed and I changed, and that business model no longer fit who I was and how I wanted my life to be. So it was very confusing that I was just stewing in all this envy. And the envy was not going away. So clearly, it was time to do some more thinking and processing around it. And as I thought and processed some more, I realized that what I envied was not his business model, not his business at all, but rather his success in going after his goals and his apparent happiness in his path. He seemed really content in his path, whereas I was not. I did not feel like my business was successful the way that I wanted it to be, and I didn't even want to be on that path anymore. So I was in this moment in my life where I was really redefining my goals for myself and my business. I was redefining my job title entirely. So the fact that this other person had a really clear goal and seemed really satisfied with his choices, that was what I envied, not his business. Of course, I also envied the public attention. I'm a performer. I love the limelight. But in my experience, public attention comes when you're on the right path. At least that's always how it's happened in my own life. And from the universe's perspective, it wouldn't really make sense for me to get profiled about my, at the time, existing business model, because that's not like the empire that I was really working on growing. So what I did is I focused my attention on things that I really do want to work on. I wanted to create the life that I wanted. I wanted to write a lot for my blog. I wanted to make the art that I wanted to make, not the art that clients wanted me to make. I wanted to help and inspire and empower other people to create the lives that they wanted. And it turns out that there are a lot of people out there who are doing their own versions of exactly these things and achieving really huge, great gobs of success, audience, acclaim, money, whatever. So once again, I was attacked with a massive amount of envy and the dreaded comparison trap. I stepped right in it. So I was, you know, saying things in my head like, oh my God, this person with her website, she has such an awesome voice. I wish I had a voice like hers. Or he has such a really clear direction. I wish I had a clear direction like that. Or she's figured out how to create value doing what she loves. This person's got an enormous audience, whatever. They're all doing something totally amazing. And whatever I do, it's just pales by comparison. Blah, 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 blah. Yuck, right? And I know what that's like. It's really, really yucky. Thankfully, I know enough to know that when I get to this place, it's time to put a stop to the madness. Yes, all of the people I'm comparing myself to are amazing, and they're doing things that I really admire in ways that I'll never be able to do because I am not them. I am not them. I am me. So when that happens, I know that it is time to draw on inspiration wherever I can find it before I get permanently sucked down into the black hole of feeling sucky. And at this point in my life, I was doing some art with these red brushstrokes that I would turn into female figures. And I created a piece where it's a woman sort of sitting in a cross-legged position with a kind of shrugging her shoulders. And she's saying, why compare myself to others? There's no comparison. I made this painting at that time. And the act of painting her, of calligraphing those words, that helped to put me in touch with my personal power and the fact that, yes, I do have something to say. I do have something to offer. I envisioned some other woman seeing my art and pulling herself out of her own comparison trap. And suddenly, all the successes of my heroes retreated into that realm of, hey, that's really cool, but had nothing to do with me. Because that is benign reality. Just because other people are awesome and amazing does not mean that you are not also awesome and amazing. You may know the quote by modern dance pioneer Martha Graham. She said it best, better than anyone I know. This is a quote that is one of my favorite quotes ever. It says, there is a vitality, a life force, an energy, a quickening that is translated through you into action. And because there is only one of you in all of time, this expression is unique. And if you block it, it will never exist through any other medium, and it will be lost. The world will not have it. It is not your business to determine how good it is, nor how valuable, nor how it compares with other expressions. It is your business to keep it yours clearly and directly, to keep the channel open. You do not even have to believe in yourself or your work. You have to keep yourself open and aware to the urges that motivate you. Keep the channel open. She goes on to say, no artist is pleased. There is no satisfaction whatever at any time. There is only a queer divine dissatisfaction, a blessed unrest that keeps us marching and makes us more alive than the others. Now, I would say that no satisfaction whatever at any time is not my experience. I do have periods of satisfaction, and I also have a lot of periods of moments of dissatisfaction. The point is that it is not your business to determine how good your work is or how it compares with other expressions. The reality is that you may encounter, there may be people who come upon your work and the work of your so-called competitors and can't relate to your competitors because maybe your competitors are just too many steps in it ahead. And they need somebody who's a little bit closer to where they are, right? Or maybe they just resonate with your way of being in the world, your way of your voice, your way of sharing what you share, your way of creating what you create, your vibe. Whereas maybe they don't relate to those other people's vibes, the people that you admire and compare yourself to and think are so much better than you are, right? If there's one person on the planet who might get some benefit, maybe just be made to smile by something that you do. Isn't that worth it? Isn't that worth it? So that's one thing that I tell myself over and over and over again, just because I think that all of my heroes and my, you know, people who are my competitors or whatever, that I think they're so much better than I am. That's my opinion. Not everybody on the planet is going to resonate with them the way that I resonate with them. Some people are going to resonate with me, and those are the people that I want to work on touching with my work. I want to start by creating to feed myself, to please myself, knowing that there's always going to be that element of frustration because there's always going to be a gap between what I'm capable of creating and what I want to create, right? There's always going to be that gap there. But just create because the experience of creating feeds me. It makes my life go better. It makes me happier, right? And then when I put my work out there in the world, I know I'm going to struggle with envy. I know the comparison trap is going to plague me for the rest of my life. But that's okay because I understand my adversary. And when you understand your adversary, you can arm yourself against it. So what does that mean? What is that armor? Well, anything and everything that will help me remember benign reality, which is that I am really and truly okay, and that my value lies in my uniqueness. Yours too, Rose. Everybody on the planet, your value lies in your uniqueness. Armor against the comparison trap may consist of a lot of different things. Like, for example, a team, a creation hive, a group, a community of people who love you and believe in you, even when you can't believe in yourself. Anyone who doesn't qualify should be weeded from your friendship garden with impunity. Really, you don't need vampires like that, energy vampires, who are not going to champion you and believe in you. Why surround yourself with them, right? So surround yourself with people who love you and believe in you, even when you can't believe in yourself. And then also, so helpful to have teachers and sages who remind you of benign reality, that you are really and truly okay, whether they're writers whose words you read online or in books or whatever, whether they're teachers, whether you know them in person or online, whatever, people who can remind you of that benign reality. And then also mantras or affirmations or validations, whatever you want to call them, combinations of words that remind me of my worth. I did an entire series of a couple hundred pieces with words in calligraphy, and all of the words were things that I needed to read, that I needed to remind myself were true because I doubted them, because part of me felt not worthy, right? So whatever words you can surround yourself with and post and have available and read regularly, hugely, hugely helpful, big part of your armor. Another thing is anything's going to inspire you, art, music, poetry. The original art that I created before the Why Compare Myself to Others, There's No Comparison, I created another piece of art, the first one in that series, that says, a woman in love with her life is absolutely irresistible. And for years, that sat on a shelf just above my computer monitor until I switched my desk setup. I put that there because I needed that reminder. And there's a reason that we surround ourselves with inspiring messages like this. They work. They really work. The other thing I want to say, Rose, is that there's a time to incubate and do research and do homework. And then there's a time to shut everything else out. And if you notice that you are starting to compare yourself and feel depressed, that's a pretty good sign that it's now time to shut everything else out. One of the ways that we stall and stay hiding in the shadows is by researching. Oh, gee, if I just need to do a little more research, I need to get one more certification. I need to get a new degree. I'm just not ready yet. And yeah, sometimes research is good. Sometimes going to school is exactly what we need. But oftentimes, particularly for women, it's a way that we keep ourselves small. We don't trust what we know already, our own experience. We don't trust ourselves. We feel like we need some kind of external validation before we can possibly share what we know or put our own creations out into the world. So that's something that I would invite you or anybody else who is getting caught up in that creative incubation place, really look and do a gut check. Are you incubating or are you hiding? Is it really serving you or is it a way to keep you in the shadows? What is truly going to help you step out into the light and share what only you can share, right? So for those of you who never get ensnared by the comparison trap, that's great. I really envy you, which is really ironic, right? Me personally, I probably will never completely escape the comparison trap, but I have lots of tools and lots of armor that I can use to hopefully stave it off long enough to keep that channel open. And that is the most important thing. And hopefully in wrestling with my own envy, I'll be able to make at least a small difference for somebody else who fights those same demons. I have to admit that making a difference for somebody would make me feel a hell of a lot more pleased, even in my queer divine dissatisfaction, as Martha Graham calls it. So Rose, I hope that helps moving past that feeling of inadequacy when you compare yourself to others. Remember, there might just be even one person on the planet who needs what you have to share and what only you have to share. You need it first of all. And there may be other people who are just waiting for what you have to offer. So that's it. That's a wrap. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you're getting value out of this podcast, which I hope you are, please leave a review over on iTunes at livecreativenow.com/iTunes. Ratings and reviews make a huge difference in how the show is ranked. And that makes a really big difference in helping other people find it. And that helps grow the creative uprising. So you can play a really important role in this movement simply by leaving an iTunes review. Plus, I'd be super duper grateful. And you might win something, as I mentioned earlier in this episode. Also, if you have a question about living a full color creative life that you'd like to hear me address on the show, type it into your review. And you might just hear it featured on a future episode because, yes, to incentivize you to leave a review, I prioritize questions that are left in iTunes reviews. Be sure to include your Twitter ID if you want me to give you a shout out if I use your question. And send an email to hello@livecreativenow.com, letting us know that you've left a review if you want to enter the contest. And if you'd like your voice on the show, just go to livecreativenow.com/questions. But remember, I give first priority to questions left in reviews on iTunes. So thanks again for joining me, and until next time, go get creating. Mwah. Subscribe at livecreativenow.com.